My God, it couldn't have happened to nicer people. You know, like, here's what I find fascinating. I remember a couple of months ago during the pandemic when there were a lot of individuals that were traumatized with the fact that their jobs are being closed down. And they would go on Twitter and they would talk about their grievances and they would say, the government locked down my gym, the government locked down my restaurant, the government locked down my business. And I understand the science, but do you also understand the science that I need to put food on the table? Like the science that if you don't feed a child, if you don't put food on his belly, he goes hungry. Like, do you understand that science? The journalist didn't understand that science. The journalist, who was considered an essential business and who could work from home, was advocating and encouraging the government to keep this thing going, to keep the system locked up. Why? Because, well, staying at home and not going to the office is a lot better, right? So the journalists were the ones advocating for this. And then you had the riots also during a pandemic. And then the journalists were advocating for more riots. They were even promoting a book called In Defense of Looting. And again, like all these business owners, they were traumatized and they were saying, it's like, okay, so the government locked down my business and I'm not allowed to go to open the store. But a mob of people that can congregate, they're allowed to break into my store. Like, what is going on? Eh? And the journalists didn't care. Why? Because the police wasn't there when the mob came from the average Joe, but the police was there when the mob came for the Cuomo nepotism network. All of a sudden, there was a police presence there. So yeah, I mean, the journalists were in a very privileged position. And when I say the journalists, I mean the ones from the corporate press, you know, the authoritative sources, like the mainstream corporations that make billions of dollars. Those are the ones I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the entire journalist class here, right? So what ends up happening is that these journalists who are very privileged, they like their privilege. Privilege is invisible to the ones that have it, I've been told. So what they do is, like, they advocate for more of it. They advocate for more looting. They advocate for, or they pretend that the looting isn't as bad. Yeah, they advocate for all of these lockdown measures. And I've been saying all the time, I've been saying, look, you morons, it's going to bite you in the ass. Like, I understand you like the status quo, but in order for journalism to be profitable, you need advertisements. And if all these small businesses go down, who's going to advertise on your website, you morons? And it turns out I was right yet again. And the journalism industry is yet again taking another massive hit. Because, well, there's no one to advertise now. And now they're getting fired. And no one gives a shit. Why should they at this point? You know, like, these are some of the most arrogant people that you ever encounter on Twitter. Like, the journalists from the corporate press, like, all of them have blue check marks to the point that having a blue check mark is a slur. Like, if Twitter would give me a blue check mark, I would ask Jack, like, what did I do wrong? How did I offend him so that he insults me as such? It's getting to the point where, like, all of these blue check marks, you know, they constantly advocate for censorship. Like, they consider their profession to be sacred. They consider themselves to be the people defending democracy while you sleep at night. Because here's the funny fact, right? Like, they were the ones advocating for Twitch to shut down any live stream regarding the protests. Yeah, and they were the ones that are championing the ACLU, that is also saying that, well, police should have body cams and it's really good for police to have cameras out all this whole time. Except when there was a protest. Because now, like, it's violating the looter's privacy or some shit. Right? Because why is it? Like, they don't want people to get the raw information. They don't want people to look at the news as if looking out from a window. Because that's some scary shit. No. The correct way to read the news is to listen to the corporate press, where they get to tell you how to think about the news. Because that's what they're doing right now. They're telling you how to think about the news. They're not actually bringing you the news. There is no more investigative journalism anymore. Investigative journalism gets you locked up like Assange got locked up. That's investigative journalism. What the corporate press is doing right now is making money. Making profits. How do you make profits? By selling outrage. By clickbaiting. By trying to be hand in hand with the establishment so you can get kickbacks down the line. All the other professions get to be locked up, but your profession is essential. That's how the journalists are making money. So, yeah, I mean, of course, they don't like it if people could just get the raw footage. Because that's another thing. That's the real death of modern-day journalism. Just like back in the day, instead of journalists, you had the town crier, and the town crier would bring the word of the king to the city, and attacking the town crier would have been viewed as attacking the king himself. Once the printing press happened, there was no need for town criers, because everyone could just read the newspaper. Well, it's the same thing with the journalists. No one needs to read the newspaper when you can get your news from social media. You can just go on the internet, people can just whoop up their phones, and they can start live streaming. When is the last time you saw something original coming from any of these corporate presses? I mean, just I don't know, take Cuomo Nepotism Network or MSLSD. How many times did you not see, like, they talk about an article and the footage that they're showing is from some random citizen that recorded something with his phone? And they're just taking it from social media. Because that's what they're traumatized of. They're traumatized of the fact that you can do the same job they do. All you need is a microphone and a camera. I don't think I do anything different than what a Vice journalist does. Like, I am really interested to see how am I different than a Vice journalist or a BuzzFeed journalist or any one of these that get hot takes from the internet and then give their own opinions to the public. How am I different? Because I don't think I am. And if I can do it, you can do it as well. And that's why they're really traumatized about it. That's why they constantly advocate for more and more censorship. Because they don't want you to be able to compete with them. I mean, right now, yeah, YouTube has worse terms of service than CNN. Like, CNN can say and do whatever they want, but if I would even, like, take an article from them and put it on this channel, it might get demonetized. Perfect example was with Comedy Central. I remember, like, there was a shooting, and you had the comedian, because I guess, like, shooting is funny stuff in America. I don't know, like, why you have a comedian, Jimmy Kimmel, talk about the shooting. I don't understand why that is, but, well, it was, you know, and he talked about it. The video got monetized on his channel, and I did an experiment. I took it on my channel in its entirety. Boom, demonetized. Because you're not allowed, right? So, even on YouTube, like, Jimmy Kimmel gets to be monetized. I don't. Why? Because corporate. It is the same with the corporate press. So, yeah, like, apparently they're taking a big hit. Now, if you don't know the trivia on why people are comparing journalists to coders and to minors, well, it's because a couple of years ago, miners were desperate because they were losing their jobs. Their industry was being shut down. What do journalists do? Well, they just churn article after article after article saying that the miner should just learn to code. Because at the age of 35, after performing the job as a miner for your entire life, it's so simple. You snap your fingers and you become a coder, right? It's just like that. It's just like that. Now, if you were to say to a journalist, to a checkmark on Twitter, hey, you know what? I don't think it's possible for people to just change professions like that, especially when they're so different. All of a sudden, the journalist would become the champion of the working class. He would call you a bigot, and he would virtue signal about how you don't think that a minor is capable, that you're insulting the minor, like they're very capable people, you know, that they can just change professions and be able to compete with a young person that just finished a university learning how to code. I mean, it's perfectly reasonable, right? Like, you put them in the same market and they're going to do just fine. A couple of years later, the journalists were now losing money. They were getting fired. And people told them to learn to code. Do you know what happened? Twitter started banning people that would tell journalists to learn to code. Why? Because journalists pressured Twitter. That's the power that they have. And because they're doing clicks, they realize that if by operating as a class, they can get a lot of things done and they can get companies to bend the knee. And telling a journalist to learn to code was an insult. Why was it an insult? Well, because coding is for the working class. Like, coding is what minors do. They're journalists. Like, they're educated. They went to a university to avoid learning how to code. Like, coding is what people that come from foreign places do. You know, they go to America in order to code. It's just like they look down upon coding. They're above the code. They're on the top of the pyramid. They're the intelligentsia. They write articles. They're smart people. How can you tell them to learn to code? That's horrible, right? So that is why, like, a lot of people are pointing it out even today, and they will keep pointing it out because the hypocrisy is astonishing. Like, that's why people don't like the journalists. And I love the fact that they keep saying, oh, it's because Trump called them the enemy of the people. That is why. No, it's like it's even before Trump. Like, even before, in my country, okay, in my country, we don't have Trump. People still don't like the journalists. Why? Because we call them vultures, ambulance chasers, Every time there's a tragedy, like you get to see a burning building, everyone is going in there to help. You have the fire team that's going in there to put the flames out. You have the medical professionals that are trying to get the people out. You even have like random Joes that are trying to help out before the experts arrive. What do the journalists do? They're the only people that are just standing there with a camera. Like someone is dying and they're standing there with a camera to monetize that shit. To put it on the 5 o'clock news. You're wondering why people don't like this profession. I mean, you know, it's a job. I get it. Like, you don't have to like every single job. People don't like police officers that stop cars and give fines. But at least they're not as arrogant as the journalists. You know, at least they're not like really that arrogant about it. And at least they understand that why the people don't like them. They don't claim that you need to respect them. You know, even on social media. Like, even when you're home, you're supposed to respect them. And yeah, like, if you don't have respect for them, you're a problem. You know, you're a problem maker. No, honestly, I don't like seeing people getting fired. I'm telling you this, but they're my competitors. You know, and they would probably not care if I got fired, if I got shot down on YouTube. So why should I care? I'm really curious where this is going to go. Like, I personally don't think the journalist profession is ever going to go completely away. But what I do think is that it's going to be a lot less than it is today. It's going to be a job that's even less paid. It's going to be even harder to work for the company. And this is not only because society is changing and social media is bringing something new to the table, so now it's time to adapt. But it's also literally because of the policies that the journalists were asking for. They are the ones that asked for small businesses to be crippled because the economy is not as important as saving lives, I've been told. And they're also the ones that were advocating staunchly for criminal activity to happen in people's neighborhoods, which again, like, got even more businesses to be shot down. So that's my take on it. You know, let me know what you think, and I'll see you guys in the comment section. Take care.